Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As stated in my previous statement to the House on the 2nd of September and in my letter to the Home Affairs Select Committee yesterday, the Government remains resolute in delivering Baroness Casey's recommendations following her national audit into group-based child sexual exploitation and abuse. These crimes committed by grooming gangs are among the most horrific imaginable, and her report exposed over a decade of institutional inaction, and we are determined to ensure such failures are never repeated. Central to our response is a statutory national inquiry under the Inquiries Act 2005, which will oversee local investigations with full powers to compel evidence. It will be time limited to 3 years to ensure that victims and survivors receive answers swiftly. The inquiry will examine safeguarding systems, accountability and intersections with ethnicity, race and culture, identifying failures and good practice. The inquiry will work alongside the National Police Operation, Operation Beaconport. The appointment of the chair is at a critical stage, and we hope to confirm the conclusion of this soon. Victims and survivors have been at the heart of this process with trauma-informed opportunities to share their views. We've engaged with them on the chair appointment and the terms of reference, which will be shaped by the chair in consultation in public again with stakeholders. As widely reported in the media, victims and survivors are meeting prospective chairs this week. Today, in fact. This process, contrary to the reporting, was not managed by the Home Office, but by an independent child exploitation charity, the NWG. We are gathering views to ensure their perspective remains central. We must avoid delays, as were seen in the independent inquiry into child sexual abuse, and are progressing as swiftly as thoroughness allows. Misinformation undermines this process. Allegations of intentional delay, lack of interest, or widening of the inquiry's scope and dilution are false. The inquiry will remain laser-focused on grooming gangs, as Baroness Casey recommended.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This scandal arose because young, mainly white girls were systematically gang-raped, and this was covered up by those in authority because the perpetrators were mainly of Pakistani origin. So it's all the more shocking that when calls for a national inquiry became public in January, the Prime Minister smeared campaigners as jumping on a far-right bandwagon. Comments like that are a disgrace and are what led to this scandal being covered up in the first place. Months later, just 2 days before facing a vote in Parliament, the government finally agreed to the inquiry. But it's clear the government never wanted this inquiry. They were forced into it. Perhaps that is why, months later, the government has said nothing substantive publicly and their inquiry is descending into chaos. What we have heard publicly is that victims and survivors on the liaison panel have no confidence in the government and no confidence in the inquiry. In the last 24 hours alone, two have resigned. Fiona Goddard resigned from the panel saying this: "The secretive conduct and conditions imposed on survivors by the government has led to a toxic and fearful environment with a high risk of people being silenced all over again." And hours later, Eliane Reynolds also resigned, saying the remit of the inquiry had, and I quote, "been widened to downplay the racial and religious motivations behind our abuse." The minister shakes her head. That is what Eliane Reynolds says. Fiona also raised the issue of Saba Kaiser, who has been acting as a liaison officer on behalf of NWG. Just 2 years ago, Ms. Kaiser described calling out the fact the majority of perpetrators were of Pakistani heritage as, and I quote, "destructive, distracting, and irresponsible." Given those frankly appalling views and the complaints about them by survivors, will the minister ensure Ms. Kaiser plays no further role? Victims and survivors have also questioned the suitability of former police officers or social workers to chair the inquiry. They do not believe people from the professions which failed them so badly are suitable. So will the minister accept this feedback and appoint a judge to lead the inquiry? Will the minister confirm the scope of this inquiry will not be diluted, as both Fiona and Eliane say is now happening, and confirm it will focus on the cover-up of the rape gang scandal because the majority of perpetrators were of Pakistani origin. Finally, Fiona said this yesterday. I won't be gagged and controlled by the government while they turn this inquiry into a cover-up. So will the minister apologise to Fiona and to Eliane?
Minister.
What I would say to the honourable gentleman in his is that he didn't listen to my remarks at all, because what suggesting that the government has silenced anybody is that the government has not handled this process. It has been handled by a grooming gang charity, of which he cites and names a victim of crime. And look, what I will say to the honourable gentleman, which he would know if he had done anywhere near the level of work that I have done, is that not all victims and survivors are of the same opinion. They are not one homogenous group of people who all think the same thing, who all want the same exposure, who all want their identities known. And so what I would say is that I have spoken to Fiona Goddard many times, and I will continue that relationship with her should that be what she wishes. And every single survivor who has been engaged with, of which there have been many, will have different feelings on this subject. With regard to him requiring a judge, Baroness Casey said to this House in the Home Affairs Select Committee, she did not want a traditional judicial-led inquiry. She was explicit. And if anyone in this House can find me an institution that didn't fail these girls over the years, including our courts, who took the children away from the grooming gang victims? Who criminalised some of them? There is no institution in our country that hasn't failed. We will continue. Today I will meet with many of the victims and get their feedback, and I will continue to progress with that in mind. I will engage with all the victims regardless of their opinions, and I will listen to those that have been put in the media, that are put in panels. I will always listen, and I will speak to all of them.